Avodas El Shir number 3, building upon our previous shir where we proved from the narrative of Elazar ben Dardayo that even a Rasha is granted heavenly assistance to awaken them toward repentance. We now examine how this divine mechanism operates in real time. In Tefilas Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur, we declare, Ata noisen yod lepoishim v'yemincha peshuto lekavel shavim. Hashem, you stretch out a hand to transgressors, and your right hand is outstretched to accept those who return. In the Sefer Asiyach Yitzchak, the author explains this passage based on the Zohar in Parshas Mishpatim, Kavvav Oisbeis. Because a person's Yetzirah is extremely powerful, it naturally prevents them from wanting to repent. Knowing this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places an opportunity into a person's heart to do tshuva and heal their neshama. Hashem leads a person along the straight path, like someone holding another's hand, to guide them through the total darkness. The Sefer Siach Yitzchak uncovers a deep distinction between the two phrases in the Ilah. He splits the phrase into two. Atan noisin yod lepoishim, you extend a hand to transgressors. Hashem initially extends a left hand, a subtle, gentler arousal, even to a transgressor, a pesheah, who is actively committing sins, in order to spark an awakening in their heart. But the hand is weak, it's his left hand. V'yemincha peshuto lekabel shavim, and your right hand is outstretched to accept those who return. If the person reciprocates and utilizes the initial spark, Hashem extends his right hand a vastly superior, immensely powerful level of siyata deshmaya to fully accept them as returnees, as shavim. Unfortunately, not every person merits to utilize the divine wake-up call sent to them from Shemayim. The Gemara in Chagiga Tesvav Amin Aleph 15a records a tragic story of Elisha ben Avuya, who was referred to as Achar, the other one. A baskel came out, rang out in the clear, Shuva bonim shoivivim chutz me'achar, return rebellious children except for Achar. Hearing that he was excluded, Achar concluded that since he was barred from Olam Haba, the world to come, he might as well indulge in Olam Hazeh, this world. He immediately intensified his sins, uprooting tzonin, radishes from the ground on Shabbos, right then, right after he heard the baskel. Rabbeinu Chananel explains that even though the baskel proclaimed that Achar could not repent, that was not the absolute reality. If Achar had taken the message of the baskel as a wake-up call and chosen to repent anyway, his tshuva would have been fully accepted. However, because his mind was previously corrupted through reading Sfarim Chitzoinim, heretical books, and learning Torah Shalei Lishma, he was unable to properly process the heavenly signal and fell into a deeper rebellion. Chazal presents us with two individuals who were Rishon, wicked people, who were both sent divine message from Shemayim, declaring that their tshuva would not be accepted, yet they acted differently. Let's contrast the two individuals. The message that they received. Rabbi Elazar ben Dardayo received the message from the prostitute that Elazar ben Dardayo will never be accepted in tshuva. And the baskel that came out for Acher is a return rebellious children except for Acher. Their reaction to it, Rabbi Elazar ben Dardayo's reaction was he recognized that it was a wake-up call, took personal responsibility, wept, and repented. Acher despaired and concluded he was barred from Olam Haba and intensified his sins. The ultimate outcome, Rabbi Elazar ben Dardayo earned the title of Rabbi and acquired his portion in Olam Haba, and Acher lost his portion in Olam Haba. So to summarize his mindset, respond to the left hand. Hashem continuously sends subtle signals, wake-up calls, and inspirations to awaken us. The moment we take advantage of that initial spark and step forward, Hashem extends his powerful right hand to help us complete our tshuva. Never misinterpret a wake-up call. Like Elazar ben Dardayo, we must utilize every heavenly reminder as fuel to turn back to Hashem, rather than falling into a deep despair like Acher. Have a wonderful evening.